Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I did not know this.
Did not know what?
But I just started putting, like a lot of people, plants in the little pots around the house.
Uh-huh.
Really, New York Post, really? The lead line is, you're in for a real shock.
Are you going to wet your plants?
You're in for a real shock. Michael Maggin.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Gardeners are apparently pouring pee onto their plants, saying that human urine contains nutrients that make flora, flowers, thrive. However, simply unzipping your pants and watering your plants won't work. I can't read the rest of this.
Well, you started it.
I can't read the...
because we're a family show?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Apparently... urinating on your plants is good for your plants.
It's a new trend, according to the story.
Oh.
I didn't realize the story was...
All right, well, I mean...
You're in for a surprise?
Well, I didn't realize that it was going to be a bad story.
I get up really early to water my flowers. Sometimes, I'm just saying, maybe that early. I'm just... Anyway. Don't want to give my neighbors a shock.
Do you pee outside?
No.
I do.
Well, okay, well, you win a medal.
I'm not looking for a medal. I'm just saying I think every guy pees outside.
I mean, if it's like a DEFCON 1 situation, then yes, I would.
So you have?
Yeah, I'm sure at some point, yes, indeed, I have indeed peed outside.
Why is it so uncomfortable for you?
It is not uncomfortable.
It seems to be.
It is not. I was just talking about peeing on my plants. Okay, next subject.
This is an odd interrogation.
I know, weird. I don't...
When was the last time that you peed outside?
When was the last time you peed outside?
When was the last time you peed outside?
I don't know.
Can you describe said DEFCON 1
situation? Oh, my God. Both of you, please stop talking.
Last week?
No. Oh, wait. Did I pee in Aruba? I peed in Aruba.
Outside?
Uh-huh.
Okay. American Airlines and Southwest Airlines have both lost money in the first quarter. Southwest said this week, said today, it will limit hiring and close operations at 4 airports.
Oh, which ones? They got to be like really teeny, teeny, tiny ones.
They will stop flying to 4 airports: Cozumel, Mexico; Syracuse, New York; Bellingham, Washington; and George Bush Intercontinental in Houston.
Oh.
Hmm.
And by the way, that sent their stocks down.
No.
You think?
I have a lot. Thanks, Sam. I have a lot of Southwest stocks. Now my day is ruined.
I flew into George Bush on Southwest years ago, and it was the worst night of my life. It was the night I almost got murdered.
Oh, I was going to say, did it have to do anything with the flight?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, Southwest was fine. That was, we flew in from Cancun. This is why I will not do anything but a direct flight from Cancun anymore. We flew into Houston. I've told you this story.
I have not heard this "you nearly died in Houston" story. No.
Oh.
This is news to me.
So we flew in from Cancun to Houston, and then we were going to go from Houston, obviously, to Kansas City. And getting through customs in Houston, by the way, could it be windier here right now? Look at those trees outside.
It is definitely a weather-aware day.
My goodness.
Well, it's because I'm here. Anyway, go on.
So anyway, we fly into Houston on Southwest, and then, of course, from Houston to Kansas City. But going through customs took so long that we missed our flight.
Oh.
And so they had to put us up at some hotel and fly us out the next day. So we're in this hotel.
You use that term loosely.
Very loosely. On some frontage road. And I wanted to get a can of Chew. Copenhagen.
Yes.
So I said to the lady at the front desk, I said, "Where's the nearest convenience store where I can get a can of Chew?" And she said, "It's about a quarter of a mile that way." I'm like, "No problem." Well, you know me. I'm a flip-flop guy.
I do know you.
I wear flip-flops. And when I'm in Cancun, I definitely wear flip-flops. And so I start heading north on this frontage road.
For your quarter-mile walk and your flippy-floppies.
To go get a can of Chew. As I'm heading back to the hotel, this guy comes up to me and he says, "Hey, do you have a lighter?" And I said, "No, I don't smoke." And he's like, "All right, fine." And so I just keep going. I look, I probably am like maybe 50 feet away from this guy. And I hear something behind me. And I turn back around, and this guy is charging at me, like running. Let's just say I don't have those flip-flops anymore.
Oh.
I kicked them off. And I took off running. Like
fearing for your life running.
Like Chariots of Fire. I am running to the hotel.
I have never heard this story.
And this guy was chasing after me. And I was like, "Oh my God, I'm going to die. He's going to kill me." I kicked off my flip-flops and I was gone. Gone.
So clearly you outran him because you are here today.
Thank you, Michael.
And he did not get his Chew that night.
Oh.
No, I did. I did.
This is on the way home, the way back.
I was on the way back from the convenience. Yeah, I was on the way back.
And
from the
you did not sleep well that night because your adrenaline is so amped up.
I had
and
a,
you were
had a big wad of Chew that night. I'll guarantee
okay,
you that.
Yes.
Anyway, so Southwest is canceling flights to Cozumel and Houston.
Well, probably a good call if you're getting chased on your way back from the convenience store.
Hmm. Have I ever been to Cozumel? Yeah, I've been to Cozumel.
Where is Cozumel?
It's a cruise destination, Mexico.
Thank you, Michael.
Now, it is interesting to me that they are the ones dropping airports and flights when I believe they're the only airline that hasn't had any major issues so far this year.
Good point. Cruise ships are, well, one significant one, and I don't remember which, I just saw it, though, is they're avoiding Haiti now, like the plague, because Haiti has such civil unrest.
Somebody in the text line wants to know, can you get a direct flight from KC to Cancun?
Yeah, on Southwest.
Yes, on Southwest and Frontier.
Oh, Frontier. That was the other one. Okay.
We took Frontier. So, on Southwest and Frontier, you can get direct flights to Cancun. Michael Mackey, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.